This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Brad Stone has a pretty good full-time job. He's a senior writer at Bloomberg Businessweek magazine, but he is not above getting his hands dirty for a good story, and he's got one in this week's issue. It's a digital twist on the age-old practice of paying people to do odd jobs for you. People in cities around the country are plying their skills in, say, basic home repairs or latte delivery by answering instant ads on their smartphones. Brad Stone, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you, Kai.
So this is kind of a crazy story, man. It's a little bit part-time work. It's a little bit temping. It's a little bit handyman. What is this thing you did?
That's right. I noticed this summer that there were a lot of startups here in San Francisco that are part of a trend you might call the distributed workforce. They're putting little micro jobs, you know, on their websites, on their apps on smartphones, and they're trying to get workers to come clean houses or wash cars or put together IKEA furniture. These are sites like TaskRabbit and Postmates, and I just decided, you know, heck, I'll take a week and I'll go do these jobs.
All right, so how'd it go?
It was exhausting. I scampered back to my keyboard as quickly as possible.
You call it short, back-breaking, soul-draining journey into what Silicon Valley venture capitalists call the distributed workforce.
It really was. And, you know, I made some mistakes along the way. I spent the first day doing jobs on the website TaskRabbit. What you want to do on TaskRabbit is focus. You know, I weeded somebody's backyard. I cleaned somebody's house. I am not a house cleaner. I did a terrible job. I broke down some boxes for a guy. I made about $110, $120 for a day. It wasn't bad, but at the end of the day, I could hardly move.
How does it work, though? You load this app on your phone or something, and then you bid on these jobs, what you think you can do it for, and you try to win with the lowest bid?
That's right. There are some others that are similar. There's one that's really interesting called Cherry, and it's basically a car washing app. Somebody could order a car wash, and a crew comes and washes their car wherever they've parked. And basically, you go, and these jobs come in, you race over to their car, and they've got a whole system, and you wash their car.
The thing is, this sounds goofy, but there are venture capitalists putting tens of millions of dollars into this thing.
You know what? It's actually a kind of a smarter idea. It's what economics called a two-sided market. You're basically matching demand that may not have existed. You know, lots of people trying to assemble their own IKEA furniture or not washing their cars, and you're matching those jobs, those micro jobs, with people who may be unemployed or underemployed, who may have some excess time on their hands. And, you know, these companies are actually, you know, they don't have much infrastructure. They're matching supply and demand, and they're trying to remove the friction, make the payments easier. Some of them are showing some early promise.
What happens if it doesn't go well, if you don't? I mean, you had one cleaning experience where you were, in point of fact, a lousy cleaner.
That's right. I was terrible. And what happens is you get bad ratings. You get bad rankings. And so for a marketplace like TaskRabbit, well, I might be much less likely to get that kind of job in the future.
But can you make a living at this? I mean, you know, weeding somebody's yard for $40 in an afternoon is not going to pay the rent.
I can say definitively that I cannot make a living at it. But the thing is that some people are doing well. You know, TaskRabbit is the oldest, and it's a couple of years old. And I talked to some folks that are doing quite well. And look, I mean, the alternative for them might be unemployment.
Brad Stone, he's a senior writer at Bloomberg Businessweek. His piece in the new issue is called My Life as a TaskRabbit. It's a pretty good read. Brad, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Kai.